Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. I am trusting all is well with you and your joy of Christ grows deeper by the day. We serve a merciful God who loves us unconditionally and without respect of persons, whether rich or poor. All praises unto Almighty God. What a turmoil we find ourselves in the world. We live in a divided nation. We have political groups competing to voice their message. These aim to usher in a revolution in America at all costs. We are in a season where chaos and destruction is the highlighted feature of daily news. What are we to do? If we could watch programs on TV that featured God's mighty acts and not just our problems, spiritual awakening would take place. Instead of magnifying God, our media highlights the political wars, the vendettas, the loss of life and destruction, all to the devil's delight. In the midst of wickedness, God reveals his power. Herein lies the key to surviving in a world gone mad. Magnify God, his power, his mighty acts, his redemption, his deliverance. Instead of turning to God, sinner man insists on living for himself. The world is now in flames, but there are few who do choose to magnify God. Consider this, the time is ripe for turning back to God. We know Scripture tells us of the terrible times that is to come. What we see today is not even close to what the period of the Great Tribulation will be. Even in the Great Tribulation, many will turn to God and enter into the light of Christ's salvation. Our scripture lesson gives us our marching orders for the day. God is to be praised. The challenge of our day is to praise God while injustice mounts in the land. We praise God not for the wrongs we suffer, but because God's righteousness preserves us from injustice. Our text is found in Psalm 148, verses 1 through 14. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all ye angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them for ever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons in all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maids, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Consider this subject for meditation, overflowing with praise for God. We will discuss the importance and meaning of praising God. When praising God, we're not just simply thanking God for his mighty acts, but we are to adjust our living to God's will and purpose for our life. Praising God is not to be limited to moments of directing our joy to God and then going on our merry way. No, praising God is the life we are to live. If our life is not devoted to God, then our praise will be short-lived and our life will have little spiritual change for the better. What better time than this should we be overflowing with praise for God because he saw fit to preserve us as we have dealt with many troubles this year? We must not wait until we have a vaccine for COVID-19 in hand and the effects of the virus is eliminated. We are not to wait until trouble has left the scene before we praise God for the goodness that comes with every life circumstance. What is our duty as we drive to work each day? What is our duty when we awake each morning? What is our duty when the devil causes us to fall into temptation? What is our duty when the bills are unpaid, creditors hound you, and loved ones turn against you? Why is praising God so important? Praise keeps fear and despair from replacing our faith in the will of God. Praise is confirmation that your life is in God's hands. Praise prevents the devil from building a stronghold in your life. Praise brings glory to God and establishes worship as a way of life. Praise is the language God responds to. After long struggles, praising God usually declines for a number of reasons. Primarily, our praise declines because we get too busy for God, after which we are in conflict with God. Secondly, we stop believing the key to coping with life issues is honoring God through the language of praise. Praising God connects us with His intimacy, but when your praise stops, anxieties of the world takes its place and becomes the rule in your life. Many condition their praise for God when their trials and troubles ceases. Praising God is the right response when sin and temptation impedes your life, because God is faithful to forgive you of your sins. Whenever we praise God, the devil has to back up. God responds to our praise by keeping us reconciled to Him. God often imparts special revelation in response to your faith. The Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith. When you do please God, He gives you an occasion to praise Him even more. But be prepared. There are hard lessons to learn when you interact with God. This is why the devil employs a consistent campaign to smother your praise for God. The truth is, praising God for some is simply a moment that is quickly consumed by crippling fear and worry. Some praise God because they grasp the glory of God working in them, even in the midst of personal and family problems. Is your praise for God simply a momentary matter for you? Is your praise strictly motivated by what God does for you whenever the need arises? Is your praise for God a matter of life and death? When talking about praising God, we are talking about your personal dialogue with God. When talking with God, there is a message sent and received. Fruitful dialogue with God occurs when both sender and receiver understand one another. Personal dialogue includes what takes place between the father and his child. So when we are praising God, what is going on in our hearts? What message are we giving God when we lift our voices in songs of praise? What message does God send us in return? Sometimes our messages to and from God get crossed. Sometimes we don't hear God. There are times we get a lot of silence from God. Other times we are anxious because we think our praise does not accomplish anything because of constant emotional distractions. When a break occurs with you and God, there is sadness and you drift from one emotion to the next. When there is reconnection with God, your faucet of praise will openly flow again. In praise, we are blessing God and affirming the truth of His person and His mighty acts. We usually put our words to music and sing from the heart. When we are praising God, we do so in His presence. Only in God's presence do we find safety when struggling with the issues of life. How do we talk with God if we don't speak His language? What language does God speak? What language will God respond to? What language keeps you close to God? God speaks and responds to the language of praise. You learn the language of praise by embracing the truth of Scripture. In its pages, Scripture gives us the very words by which we can bless God and embrace and affirm the truths of His divine person. This is praise. Praise God for His truth and faithfulness, and God will respond by restoring your inner peace. Praise God for His worthiness. God will respond by saving you from your enemies. Praise God for His great acts, and God will respond by delivering you in answer to your sincere prayers. In our text, the psalmist makes the case for all creation to offer God praise and worship. Nothing that exists should ever be silent in praising God. Everything that has breath should sing a chorus of praise to God. What would it sound like if every soul would sing together, Rejoice, O pure in heart, rejoice. Give thanks and sing. Your festal banner wave on high, the cross of Christ your King. Praise God who reigns on high, the Lord whom we adore, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, one God forevermore. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Give thanks and sing. Just think of a colossal sound of melody that would shake the mountains if every nation would stop for a moment and together sing the chorus, Rejoice. If but for a moment every soul would look up and praise God, every nation would be at peace with one another. The psalmist gets right to the point. Praise ye the Lord. There in the heavens, where God dwells, there is to be praise. If you're at the top of the tallest mountain in the world, you should be overflowing with praise for God. God's glory is obvious at the top of the mountain. Imagine this. An angel of the Lord comes to you and says, I have come for your praise report that I must take back to the Father in heaven. How many of you would struggle to put together an adequate praise report that God would be proud to read? What would you include in your praise report? Would your praise report reflect a changed life? Would your praise report mention your offerings to God as a token of your gratitude? Will you mention God's provisions in tough times? Would you offer a testimony to God? Praising God is not simply earthlings having a pep rally to build up God's ego. Praise includes offering sacrifices, physical movement, such as David dancing before the Lord. Praise includes silence and meditation, testimony, prayer, and chorus set to musical instruments. Praising God is more than giving words of thanks. What effect should praising God have in your life? Can you praise God and not be obedient to Him? Can you praise God and not have compassion for others? Can you praise God and remain in a state of sin? Consider your calling. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Who is better to lead the nations in praising God than those whom God called to be priests in the earth? Who is better situated to magnify God in the world than those whose lives have been spiritually transformed? God has called these to be the priests in the world. Man owes his existence to God. The greatest gift God gave to man is his life. But man constantly corrupts his life with the carnal things of the world. But God acted with might to redeem man and bring him into the light of salvation. This is why you should be overflowing with praise for God. Consider three important facts about praise that affects how we live our life before God. This is the end of part one, overflowing with praise for God.